Observations along a road to personalized educational paths that produce real results and beyond. There's nothing good to say about the existing system of education. It makes students poor, and it makes them feel average and unintelligent, and can at best lead to a shitty office job. The concept of balanced education is a lie, too. It is a fraudulent invention, crafted to rob the students of their savings or put them in debt while obscuring the truth. The truth is that standardized curriculum cannot work. Lectures in college are far too impersonal to actually benefit the students. It is not that hard to graduate from college and instead of celebrating, admit the truth. The predatory prices and predatory billing, the debt, the utter nonsense of an education, and just say, I have learned nothing that has any real impact on my life. By peddling life insurance the day you graduated, you are only helping the fraud and stealing from the future. There is something else that I've never heard anyone mention before. School is slow. The entire system of things is slowing the students down to drain them of both savings and the energy for their natural curiosity. We all remember taking a class that we were fascinated with, only to be presented with irrelevant off-topic subjects at an extremely slow pace, suspiciously slow pace. In other classes, the subjects are not divided correctly. Things are out of sequence. The best way to learn math is to start with something like P5JS, with programming. Moreover, while OOP is neat, teaching Java was a terrible idea. The language has to be open source and free, otherwise students will be forced to pay for their programs. And what an insult to their creativity that is. And while countless arguments can be made, no, an open reference implementation is not enough to parade as a solution to greed. The entire ecosystem must be open source. That should be a prerequisite for a language taught in schools. No money should be made here. It is already bad enough that schools are charging for lectures and that teachers are forcing students to buy self-published loose-leaf trash that they artificially alter each year to prevent used book sales. Greed, money, has no room in institutions that claim to educate. To take a single dollar from a student should be reason enough for the institution to be permanently tarnished and lose its accreditation. Lectures themselves are inadequate. Even something as nice as CS50 from Harvard is not enough, nowhere nearly enough, because it is not able to help students in Nepal, Burundi, Peru, Cambodia, Thailand, for the simple reason that it is only in English. Especially with today's technologies, lectures should be given in all languages. It's not that difficult to invite Nepali, Kirundi, Spanish, Mer, and Thai-speaking teachers. And it certainly is a great honor. A real lecture is a work of art worthy of translation into more than 15 languages. It is to be free to students and cost a lot of money for a college to purchase the rights to. We have it all backwards. Why are we tolerating a system of education that pushes subjects years away from students? Some students may wish to learn programming in the fourth grade, not in college or university. How small-minded of us. How small-minded! We are one family, and we are creating divisions and seeing them as achievements. A real lecture is frequently updated, but timeless, universal, accessible, open and free, like knowledge. How can we charge for something meant to be a piece of love for all the students of the world? If your lecture does not inspire teachers around the world to translate it into many languages, then it is not a lecture yet. It's not good enough yet. Lectures on the subject of computer science and art of programming are especially important to translate into other languages, as they introduce students to the English language. Learning a common language is extremely important for the human family. Maybe the full truth is that we don't have schools, that our civilization is still too primitive to build them. To add to the injustice of this age, a real school is yet to be built. You know, it's 2021, and the adults of today wouldn't vote for universal basic income for the next generation, even though they have negatively impacted it with pollution, climate, war, nuclear weapons, and stupid nonsense like mutually assured destruction. Perhaps it is out of jealousy, that infantile idea that if they had to work hard, the kids will have to do it too. It is different when we hear such an accusation at home and when we go into a voting booth to cast our votes. What seems ludicrous when we raise our eyebrows on a couch still becomes a reality when we cast our vote. And now, it is not about the economy, because people don't quite fully understand how the economy works yet. The economic systems around the world are not meant to be left to their own random meandering. The economy is meant to be finely crafted by great minds. Yes, there will be failure, but with each failure, they will fix, learn, and try again. Temporary failure and great change is the price to pay for trapping the world within the concept of money. It is not that we will do something that will ruin the way money works. It's that we have already ruined things by choking the world with poverty because we started using money everywhere. The use of money without the protection of universal income is a pretty sick idea for all the suffering that it causes. The suffering at the borders where you are unwilling to look is an order of magnitude higher than homelessness and starvation. If the children were anything like the older generations, like you, they would cancel your retirement so that you had to work every day for the rest of your life. If the children have to do it, then you have to do it too. But they are better than you. It is very difficult to word this text in a way that is not a complaint, and I somewhat apologize a little. But because of the gravity of suffering in places that most people are unwilling to look, we can't be silent. We are propagating very grave mistakes. The future historians will examine our behavior at great length, especially now, when even the most private messages will be available to them. Every day you have a choice to rise up, to look in the mirror and admit that the emperor is naked. Each day of your life can become a beginning where you finally say, that's enough, and learn and contribute small, meaningful changes to all the future generations. Restore their dignity with universal income where they can afford to live away from wage slavery and choose a life of real education without a fear of going hungry or homeless or being manipulated or frightened or used. Restore their privacy, where technology used to communicate between family members is not used to create profiles that sell their thoughts for profit and violate the basic human right to privacy. Restore their health by ending the use of toxic chemicals and whatever is polluting and hurting us and the animals and the earth. Every one of us has a responsibility to enhance and protect human rights, to make lasting contributions that help the future generations, that nobody can afford to take time off from work. Does not mean that we should propagate the stupid system of poverty right into the next generation. Make your stand. Use your wisdom and greatness. Stop the mistakes that plague us from reaching the future generations. Vote to make the world a better place for the little ones.
Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Whereas disregard and contempt for human rights have resulted in barbarous acts which have outraged the conscience of mankind, and the advent of a world in which human beings shall enjoy freedom of speech and belief and freedom from fear and want has been proclaimed as the highest aspiration of the common people.
Is dat mensenrechte deur die wet beskerm word, ten einde te voorkom dat mense nie gedwing gaan word om in opstand teen tirannie en onderdrukking te kom nie. Aangesien dit noodsaaklik is om die ontwikkeling van vriendelike bande tussen nasies
considerando ser essencial promover o desenvolvimento de relações amistosas entre as nações.
Considerando que os povos das Nações Unidas reafirmaram na Carta da ONU sua fé nos direitos humanos fundamentais, na dignidade e no valor do ser humano e na igualdade de direitos entre homens e mulheres, e que decidiram promover o progresso social e melhores condições de vida em uma liberdade mais ampla. A desinsættelse
af og foragt for menneskerettighederne har ført til barbariske handlinger, der har oprørt menneskehedens samvittighed, og der skabelsen af en verden, hvor menneskene nyder tale- og trosfrihed og frihed for frygt og nød, er blevet forkyndt som folkets højeste mål. Da det er afgørende betydning, at menneskerettighederne beskyttes af loven, hvis ikke mennesket som en sidste udvej skal tvinges til at gøre oprør.
Tous les êtres humains naissent libres et égaux en dignité et en droit. Ils sont doués de raison et de conscience et doivent agir les uns envers les autres dans un esprit de fraternité. Article 2. Chacun peut se prévaloir de tous les droits et de toutes les libertés proclamées dans la présente déclaration sans distinction aucune, notamment de race, de couleur, de sexe, de langue, de religion, d'opinion politique ou de toute autre opinion d'origine nationale ou sociale, de fortune, de naissance ou de toute autre situation.
Κανείς δεν επιτρέπεται να ζει υπό καθεστώς δουλείας, ολικής ή μερικής. Η δουλεία και το δουλεμπόριο υπό οποιαδήποτε μορφή απαγορεύονται. Άρθρο 5. Κανείς δεν επιτρέπεται να υποβάλλεται σε βασανιστήρια ούτε σε ποινή ή μεταχείριση σκληρή, απάνθρωπη ή ταπεινωτική.
Λο γιουφλε αδάμ αλπίμα αμαδάχα μεδινή, αλπί σαμχουτά ο αλπίμα αμαδάχα μπενλεουμί σελ χαμεδινά ο χαέρετς σελέχα χου σαγιάχ. בין שהארץ היא עצמאית ובין שהיא נתונה לנאמנות, בין שהיא נטולת שלטון עצמי ובין שריבונותה מוגבלת כל הגבלה אחרת. סעיף ג' Kol adam yesh lo hazchut lechayim.
Minden személynek joga van az ilyen beavatkozásokkal vagy sértésekkel szemben a törvény védelméhez. 13. cikk, első pont. Az államon belül minden személynek joga van szabadon mozogni és lakóhelyét szabadon megválasztani. 2. pont. Minden személynek joga van minden országot, ideértve saját hazáját is, elhagyni, valamint saját hazájába visszatérni. 14. cikk, első pont. Minden személynek joga van az üldözés elől más országban menedéket keresni, és a más ország nyújtotta menedéket élvezni.
Tutti gli esseri umani nascono liberi ed uguali in dignità e diritti. Essi sono dotati di ragione e di coscienza e devono agire gli uni verso gli altri in spirito di fratellanza. Articolo 2. Ad ogni individuo spettano tutti i diritti e tutte le libertà enunciate nella presente dichiarazione, senza distinzione alcuna, per ragioni di razza, di colore, di sesso, di lingua, di religione, di opinioni politica o di altro genere, di origine nazionale o sociale, di ricchezza, di nascita o di altra condizione. Nessuna distinzione sarà inoltre stabilita sulla base dello statuto politico, giuridico o internazionale del paese o del territorio cui una persona appartiene, sia indipendente o sottoposto ad amministrazione fiduciaria o non autonomo, o soggetto a qualsiasi limitazione di sovranità.
Saben uang berpihak tumrap paseki ing sakjroning angger-angger minangka umat manungsa secara pribadi ing endi wae papan dunyane. Bab 7. Ngadepi hukum kabeh duwe hak padha lan nderpe hak oleh pangayoman angger-angger sing padha tanpa dibedak-bedakake. Kabeh duwe hak ing ayoman sing padha marang tumindak bedak-bedakake kang ora canduk karo pranyataan iki. Lan marang sakweraning pimulut sing tumuju marang tumindak diskriminasi kasebut. Bab 8. Saben uang duweni hak kapulihake kanthi trep saka sesambunge katrapatan pangadilan nasional tumrap tindak tanduk kang nalasir saka hak-hak baku kang dening angger-angger kaprasane dadi hak.
Delituoso, presume-se inocente até que a sua culpabilidade fique legalmente provada no decurso de processo público em que todas as garantias necessárias de defesa lhe sejam asseguradas. 2. Ninguém será condenado por ações ou omissões que, no momento da sua prática, não constituíam um ato delituoso à face do direito interno ou internacional. Do mesmo modo, não será infligida pena mais grave do que a que era aplicável no momento em que Artículo o ato 12. Delituoso foi cometido.
Nadie será objeto de injerencias arbitrarias em sua vida privada, su familia, su domicilio o su correspondencia, ni de ataques a su honra o a su reputación. Toda persona tiene derecho a la protección de la ley contra tales injerencias o ataques. Artículo 13. Número 1. Toda persona tiene derecho a circular libremente y a elegir su residencia en el territorio de un...
Punto 3. Осуществление этих прав и свобод ни в коем случае не должно противоречить целям и принципам Организации Объединенных Наций. Статья 30. Ничто в настоящей декларации не может быть истолковано как предоставление какому-либо государству, группе лиц или отдельным лицам права заниматься какой-либо деятельностью или совершать действия, направленные к уничтожению прав и свобод, изложенных в настоящей декларации.
Всеобщая декларация прав человека została uchwalona przez Zgromadzenie Ogólne Organizacji Narodów Zjednoczonych 10 grudnia 1948 roku.